The Banff Greenway did a little trial there. This was the bike lanes along Banff Avenue. Oftentimes when I'm driving out of Banff, I take Beaver Street and get onto Banff Ave, where it sort of dipsy doodles over to the avenue by the Shell station there.
That's actually a technical transportation engineering term.
Dipsy doodle?
Dipsy doodle.
Perfect. And I found it to be a very awkward right-hand turn at that particular intersection because you're trying to watch for pedestrians and cyclists, and the visibility to traffic was a little bit reduced, and it was a very wide right that you're trying to avoid those poles that were set up there. Having said that, I love the idea of having the Greenway and having that connection to the Legacy Trail that takes you right into the heart of downtown Banff.
And I think a lot of our efforts to promote cycling and alternative modes of transportation other than vehicles are in the right place. But what I like about Banff is it was a trial. Any big changes like that, especially to something like Banff Avenue, which is a conduit. How many people went through the Banff Park gates last summer? Almost 4 million.
Wow.
This isn't just a main street in a small town. By making it a trial, they're able to look at the feedback and adjust. And I really think there's going to be some changes needed to the Greenway. And administration is going to report back to council in 2016 with recommendations. I think one area of concern is the fact that when it went down to just one lane, there was not really enough room for vehicles to move to the side if an emergency vehicle was coming through. And that's, you know, why trials are good, because you find these things out.
Yeah.
There were also alternative routes suggested off of Banff Avenue.
Because going down to one lane on Banff Ave like that, was that the best use? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
When we are promoting initiatives that push for more cycling, it is oftentimes at the expense of driving.
And I think that you also have to assume, lowest common denominator, that the person behind the wheel is not a very good driver. Which, you know, if you're in Banff, yeah, I mean, I've driven in the Bow Valley on a busy Saturday in the summer before. We can all relate to that.
I still love those bumper stickers. I'm going to come to your town and drive like you.
Yeah, that's great.
I've actually screamed that at people.
It sounds like they're still going to keep the idea of the Greenway anyways and some sort of connection to the Legacy Trail.
We need a connection to the Legacy Trail, yeah. Absolutely. How that's done needs to be done well. From what I heard from the presentation to council, administration's not just going to look at how the Greenway is situated, but it's going to look at the entire Banff Ave from curb to curb and see if there's changes in a holistic sense that would provide more space for that cycling lane and not at the expense of the driving lanes or emergency vehicles.